Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
Good morning and welcome to today's Tanya portion for the 18th day of Adar Sheni, 18th second Adar. We're continuing to slowly but surely make our way through chapter 37, where the message of chapter 37 is that God created a world and filled the world with Noga energy, the energy of everyday life, the energy of creation, the energy of everything permissible. It is then the Jewish people who are put into this world to elevate God's world, engage and fuse and become one with the world through their Torah study and mitzvah observance. So by virtue of the fact that a Jew goes through his day-to-day life and works and uses the money for charity and takes the animal kingdom and uses it in the service of God and the vegetable kingdom in the service of God and the inanimate world in the service of God, and this spreads forth throughout the entire collective Jewish people who engage the world, then we have the souls of the Jewish people, which are rooted in that general soul of Adam. It says that the soul of Adam Arishon, of the first man, was divided, was broken up, was made up of 600,000 souls. These are the 600,000 general souls in which all the souls of all the Jewish people throughout the ages are rooted. So when the Jewish people collectively do what they are supposed to do, rejecting transgression and connecting with positive mitzvahs, we ready God's creation for the next and final phase, and that is the era of Mashiach, when godliness will be readily visible and revealed. Now, about 40% down the page, in the Hebrew, the first word is Gideho, and we're up to the second word in the English, the second triangular symbol. Today's Tanya for the leap year of the 18th of Adar Sheni. Why can we say that because the general Jewish people will engage in Torah study and mitzvah observance, they will ready the world for the coming of Mashiach by elevating all of the pariv, or everyday, or noga energy in the world? The answer is, ki klolus Yisrael, because the general body of the Jewish people, shehem, which make up, shishim ribui neshamas protius, 600,000 individual souls, and every one of us are rooted in one of these souls. Haim, they represent klolus hachayis, the general flow of vitality and energy, shall klolus o'elam, of the whole world. Ki bishvilam nivra, because for them the world was created. It says that God created the entire world so that at some point in time a Jew can encounter that part of the world, make a blessing, do a mitzvah, perpetrate a kindness, study Torah, reach out to someone. The world is there for the soul of the Jew to connect to it. That's why it says that the Jewish people, prior to the coming of Mashiach, by acts of divine providence, will be brought all over the world. There isn't a place in the world where the Jew does not end up to do a mitzvah in order to elevate the divine sparks which may be lodged in that place. And the famous teaching of our sages, good morning, Chayiv Odom Lomer, a person is obligated to say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the world is waiting for me to do my deed today. That's why whatever happened to me, I was led to these circumstances so that I can reveal godliness. So that the collective sum total of all these souls, Heim Klolus Achayas, represent the total energy, Shal Klolus Oilam, of the entire world. Ki Bishvilam Nivra, for that it was created, V'chol Prat Mehem, and every detail of those, who Kelel incorporates and includes, V'shayach Loi, and has a connection to Hachayas, the energy, shall chelik echad, of one portion, mishishim riboy, of 600,000, 1/600,000, miklolus o'elam, of the general creation, Hatolui, which is dependent upon, Benapshei Hachiyunis, his vital soul. Lehaloisei Lashem, in order for him or her, through the deed or misdeed or not engaging in the misdeed, to elevate it to Hashem, ba'aliyoso, as he causes that energy to ascend. Dehainu, what does this mean? Meaning, ba'meshe mishtamish me'elam hazeh, by virtue of the fact that the Jew will utilize the energies of this world, letzedech gufay v'nafshech yunis, for the purpose of his body, for the purpose of his vital soul, for the purpose of his life. And then he acts as an appropriate emissary of Hashem. He elevates all of the world's energy higher to Hashem. Kigain, for example, what is an example of where a person engages creation and encompasses it and then elevates its energy to Hashem? Achila, when a person eats, a person takes the energy of all the food and drink. Ushia, drink. Videi mehem, and other types of experiences of everyday life. Vidira, housing. A person lives in a house, so everything that it takes to make that particular house. V'chol kli tashmishav, furniture. The everyday experiences of life capture the divine energy within those materials of creation, and along with the spiritual engaging deeds of the Jew, elevates all of that on high. Ela, however, Shashishim ribui neshamas pratis elu, when we talk about 600,000 particular souls, hein shiroshim, they are root souls, they are general souls. V'chol shedash, every root, mischalek, is subdivided, is broken up, I guess it's cloned. L'shishim ribui nitzutzes, there are another 600,000 sparks. Shekol nitzutzu neshama achas, every spark is one neshama. So throughout the ages, you can have so many neshamas. It doesn't mean there are only 600,000 souls. There are 600,000 general souls. V'chein, so also in every world. B'nefesh v'ruach, every world has three levels. Nefesh, the lowest. Ruach, the intermediate. And neshama, the highest. B'chol olam, in every one of the worlds. Me'arba olames, of the four worlds. Of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. You have in the order of spiritual worlds, you have the world of emanation called Atzilus. And in Atzilus there is Nefesh and Ruach and Neshama. And then you have Bria, creation. And in Bria there is Nefesh, Ruach and Neshama. And in Yetzirah, formation, there is Nefesh, Ruach and Neshama. In Asiya there is Nefesh, Ruach and Neshama. And then the individual Jew who goes through life with an opportunity to fuse and connect with that spark of energy of that world has the opportunity to prepare it for messianic times, for Mashiach's times, when the ultimate revelation of Hashem will come about and the world will once again be in its perfect state as it was, A, at revelation at Mount Sinai, furthermore, as it was at the moment of creation before the transgression of Adam and Eve continued tomorrow.